Welcome everyone to episode 86 of the Analog Assault Podcast. This week we're talking 2.0 Anthem confirmed and PSO2. So let's go!
You're listening to Analog Assault, a video game podcast by Mulehorn Gaming.
What's up, guys, and welcome to the Analog Assault Podcast. Number one podcast for large explosions and a little bit of game talk. We got Dirty Bomb, Scarecrow, Underdog, Thaddeus, and our guest Lupo to the rescue. What's up, fellas?
Smat Pack.
He's got Smat Pack.
Just don't bring up Doritos. We might get into that whole conversation.
Hey, we've already won the war.
The Twitter verse
has chosen.
Yeah,
something got paid off.
There's only so much time allotted to this podcast, so
hey, I'm not alone this week though. At least I got a buddy with me this time.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
Disgusting people.
So guys, welcome. Quick announcements real quick before we jump into today's podcast. If you'd like to call in and leave us a voicemail, you can hit us up at 512-571-3907. If you like the content, head over to patreon.com/MuleHornGaming. Get all the details. So dudes, what's been going down this week? I mean, they just had the little thing drop on Twitter.
The lack of sleep.
Yeah.
Like, you mean on Twitter? The Batman?
Oh, yes. The Batman?
Yeah,
or is
so,
that Daredevil?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't the Daredevil, but it kind of looked like it. So, Twilight vampire guy is Batman, as we know, and they showed off a bit of his costume, and it looks pretty cool. Has an interesting bat symbol, and it was revealed that it looks like it's parts from the gun that killed Mr. and Mrs. Wayne.
Ooh, that's really kind of cool.
Interesting.
Where did you see that? Was that like in a comment somewhere, or like, did they say that?
Someone posted on Twitter, and it apparently blew up. And I mean, I can't confirm it.
But it looks like gun parts.
Yeah. It looks like gun parts.
That's pretty interesting.
So he went from a man bat to a Batman.
Correct.
Or gun bat.
Never was a man bat, but yes. So I mean, yeah, we got our first tease of it. So you know, it's happening.
Is he going to sparkle?
He better freaking sparkle.
There better be like a case of his suits, and they're like, they're just one sparkly suit.
it's not a bat cave, it's a bat coffin. So, anyway, that's what was popping on Twitter.
Yeah, man. So, Crow, you said you got lack of sleep?
Oh, boy. You know me. Playing too many games.
I think we're up to 13 now.
Oh,
14 days. I don't know. Yeah, I've been doing more shiny hunting, more Destiny stuff. Actually, Lupo and I jumped in Destiny on Tuesday night, right?
Yeah.
Tuesday night. Did some of the Crimson Doubles bounties. Didn't jump into actually Crimson Doubles, but did that. At least get the bow. And then this last weekend, Lupo and I and some other people went pretty hardcore into the PSO2 closed beta.
What is PSO2?
So PSO2 is like one of the number one rated MMORPGs in Japan, and as of last E3, they announced Microsoft was going to localize it and bring it to the US. So this last weekend they had a closed beta for it on Xbox.
What does PSO stand for, Scarecrow?
PSO stands for Fantasy Star Online.
Okay.
So
there you go.
There have been some other games in the series, but this is number two online and very popular. And boy, I looked at my time clocked as soon as I logged out, like maybe 10 minutes before servers closed, and I had 23 hours and 57 minutes clocked in two play sessions.
Nice.
But so if that means anything, I quite enjoyed it.
Very nice, man. What's all these other games you're playing, though, too? You have like 13, you said?
I can't keep count.
Just everything?
Just everything.
I mean, I think it's really more like a hypothetical number.
What's that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, logging in once a day to collect rewards isn't really, like, playing the game. Like, I would say, like, if you're actively playing a game, you're, like, playing for 2 or 3 hours a day. Like, I saw Crow last night, like, after you guys finished up the Patreon cast. Like, he just logged in. Like, I see his activity, like, logs into this game, logs into this game, logs into this game. Hulu. So I was like, all right, he's passing out now. Like, all right.
I mean, we found some series on Hulu, and I'm like, oh, now I got to watch these.
We did. Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool, man.
Speaking of series, I started watching Lock and Key on Netflix.
Oh, I saw the trailer for that after you were talking about that.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's that about? That looks interesting. You got to explain. What's it about?
Basically, a family moves to their historical house in... What city is it in?
Haunting?
No, not Haunting. But they discovered his keys in the house, and these do magical things, and things get creepier and darker and creepier the more episodes you go through it. Definitely recommend it. It's pretty cool.
So there's more than one key.
Oh, yeah.
Because the trailer, it only shows the key going into the mirror.
Oh, yeah.
And, boy, I was like,
Yes, Massachusetts.
This
thank
looks
you.
Interesting.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think I'm 5 episodes in. It's legit stuff.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay. But it's like a scary type movie?
Not really scary, just like creepy thriller.
Supernatural-esque.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I'm usually not drawn in by much Netflix anymore. Like, I'm invested to the shows that I've already watched, so, like, you know, you guys are talking about Altered Carbon, like that's like very much interests me to watch sci-fi, again, because the first season was incredible, so I would definitely want to watch the next one. So I don't really use Netflix all that much anymore. Like, there's so many other streaming services that you can watch different things, and I'm just like on a massive anime binge right now. So, like, I've been on Funimation and Hulu and stuff like that. But I saw this the other day, and I guess Thaddeus recommended to Fake, and he was like, "Yeah, watch the show." I was like, okay, this sounds pretty interesting. So that's something I'm going to check out probably this weekend.
Very nice. Very nice. Game-wise.
Yeah, I like paranormal and supernatural. Like, those are types of things that I really enjoy. So,
paranormal, yeah. Supernatural, I mean, horror, and sci-fi.
Yeah, sign me up.
My bread and butters. outside of that, though, I finally finished the main story on Witcher 3. 225 hours.
About time. Not playing anything else, right?
No, pretty much not playing
anything
else.
You have no room to talk, Mule.
Seriously, no room at all.
What are you talking about? Thaddeus
only plays one thing. Mule plays all of the things.
Everything.
Like 5% at a time, maybe. Maybe.
Squirrel!
But exactly. It was freaking awesome. I got the best ending possible. It was worth it all. And started the second DLC, Heart and Stone. Pretty good so far. The last thing I remember happening while playing last night was I looked at my map after doing a few missions, question marks all over again, like, here we go.
And you said you had 200 and how many hours?
225.
Dang,
I
dude.
Did it. Mm. I did every single, I got my achievement for doing every single contract. I did every single side mission.
Wow.
You only, like, is this, are we talking about, like, the one that you started from, like, when the series started airing? So that was what, like, 2 months ago, and you put like 200 hours. That's impressive. December. That's like me level of gaming, dude.
I think I had like 60 hours in already previously.
I'm beyond impressed, and now I'm concerned that I need to know where the other Thaddeus is, because you are not him.
Yeah. Right.
Sheep's clothing.
Right. And when I'm not playing that, I've been doing more of the Mythgard and the card game online. It's been pretty fun. I got Scrap Gear and Hashlinger and IP freely on there. Hero's going to join it. It's a nice little time killer here and there. I mean, I do my dailies during lunch. So it's kind of like it brings up that strategic card game feel for me. And, little thing to kill the time. I don't want to jump into a game and, like, get sucked into it. I can do something I can just jump off real quick.
Yeah.
So, besides that, man, that's really been about it. Watching e-jokers play other stuff.
Living vicariously.
Dirty. Exactly.
Yeah, right. What about you, Dirty? Apex?
No, actually. No. I haven't played since we played last, because I refused to play that game alone.
Understandable.
He's got burned.
He's got to crawl into Mule's backpack.
No, it's not even that. There's other people I play with too. It's just that they have been like they invited me to play like 10 minutes before we had to start. So I'm like, yeah, I can't.
Not gonna do it.
Yeah. So I that any BR really is or any PvP game that I might play, I will never play alone. I just ever and a BR more.
They have the doubles right now. They have the doubles.
Yeah, they have doubles, but that means instead of going with one random. Or, sorry, two randoms, I would go with one random. I mean, like, I'm not saying no, but at the same time, it's just, I don't play Apex by myself because I don't want to get stuck with people who go off doing everything else the way that they want to.
So you probably don't want to play with me then.
Yeah, that's typically me.
At least I can communicate with you and be all like, where the fuck did you go, you ass?
Yeah. And then why are you leaving me out in this open area?
I'm 3 kilometers away.
Why did you tell me to go open this crate that's in the middle of the field?
I can't really do that with random teammates.
Yeah,
so. Mate, you're down. Need reviving, but there's a loot crate. Too bad. I gotta get
didn't ping.
I gotta go. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, I need to loot this.
Super delay.
Other than that, it's been a lot of Breakpoint. I haven't worked in
hills yet
almost a week because my trainer had a family emergency. I was supposed to start my new job this past Tuesday, and now it's not until this coming Tuesday. Nice. So I've been sitting at home playing Breakpoint.
So yeah. You're probably pretty high up there now, aren't you?
A lot. I'm like 180 something.
Nice.
There you go.
There you go.
So
nice, bro.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've just now started getting back into the campaign after clearing out like two sections of the map.
Okay.
Like, I should do campaign stuff. That's a thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're
it's
with
so
mule.
Easy to get lost in that game, though. Yeah, it's so it is. Like.
I think I've done like two story missions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. A couple story missions, and I took out the other guy, Walker.
Texas Ranger?
Yeah. The dude.
The main dude.
The dude behind the dude being the dude?
Yeah.
I don't know his name. The typecast guy. That guy.
It's Walker. Yeah, I think his name's Walker. Walker. Yeah.
I killed him.
Spoiler
that was super
alert.
Murder.
But his gun is tits.
Swing.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about the pistol. The pistol's pointless. Yeah. I know I almost never use pistols in that game anyway. Because suppressors are life. So.
Yeah.
But his gun, his assault rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Oh, God.
Nice.
It's amazing.
Would it drop purple for you?
It's legendary.
Ooh,
always.
Nice.
When you kill him, you get his assault rifle, you get his six shooter, and you get the schematics for them, and they're always legendary.
That huge Cade 6 gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want that.
I wouldn't recommend it, because it's not suppressed, and you can't suppress it, but okay. Whatever you want to do.
It's just even
it's
use
like
suppressors
a
anyway.
Burst, and the shots are spaced so perfectly. It's like you can take down a heavy with just one pull of the trigger, because it's like I'm like,
Yes,
there it is. It's just satisfying. I love that gun so much.
Yeah,
but other than that, I also finished just today maxing out my entire skill tree. So builds be damned, I did it all, and maxed out all 4 subclasses.
Oh, nice, wow, bro. Dude!
Wow. I have no life this week.
It's impressive.
Sounds good. Yeah.
I don't even know where to go from that because I think I was the complete opposite this week. I don't think I played very much at all. I think I maybe have seen Crow and Lupo like maybe twice, maybe once this week. I don't even know if I even got on Monday. I don't even remember. I just know this whole week.
I know
been.
Sunday.
No, you played with us on Monday.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because you had your nice little Master Chief Interceptor.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I finally had a cohesive color scheme, from as Lupo said.
For once in his life,
I was proud, Papa, for that moment.
It can only get better, right? I mean, that
didn't look like a yard sale.
What's the purpose of having function if you can't have form?
If you can't look good,
exactly. Look good, play good.
Exactly.
The same.
Exactly.
But holy cow, my week has been crazy. I haven't played very much. I've been playing a lot of Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably about it. Just because I don't think I could handle any more stress this week. You know, blood pressure is probably like through the roof.
Yeah, you want to tell your little story, or is that maybe?
I'll give a little bit. I'll give a little bit. So the place where I work, some of you know where I work, some of you do not. But this crazy thing happened today where someone within the building decided that it would be a great thing to put a nice little baggie of, you know,
little Mary Jane, little bit
of this inside of this air vent, and it starts filling six classrooms or six areas of what this is. Teachers are freaking out. I guess it's out now. I mean, I'm going to just go with it. But people are freaking out of what it smells like. And the people around are thinking they're going to get a contact high just by smelling the stuff. And they're acting like, they're like,
guys, it feels so good.
I don't want to do anything.
This is the best day
I want to eat. I literally had a kid come up and ask me, he was like, hey, can I eat something? I feel the munchies coming off. It's like, go sit down. But hey, it was so interesting. Like, everyone's coming upstairs, like, what's going on? Guys, it's just a smell. It's okay. Yeah. You're not going to die. You're not going to get high. You're not going to get anything. It's just, come on.
Did it at least smell good, or was it like cheap ass skunk weed?
Oh, I mean, I don't know what smells good, what doesn't smell good. It's just, I know what it smells like.
Would you put the good stuff in the vent? Nope.
I don't know. I mean, depends on how generous you are, really.
High school students don't have the best dealers. Well, they might.
It could be like that entrepreneurial spirit, you know?
Exactly.
It's true.
Yeah. Either way,
I got five on it.
Hey, it's been that, and a lot of other things have been going down this week, and it's been crazy. I haven't had time to play. Well, I've had time to play. I have chosen not to play because I've just wanted to just
because you got high.
I mean, apparently today you can get contact high just by smelling the stuff, according to Thaddeus. I mean, that's what was going down today.
I corrected it, even though I didn't realize what I was doing.
Now, if it was a slow burn, then perhaps. But
anyway, but I am excited to get back into some things. I need to get into Breakpoint. I really do. I feel bad. I left Mule like stranding. Yes. Like
speaking of Mule
stranding.
Yeah, I left Mule stranding with his little backpack with all his little suitcases on the back. I need to make that up to him. You know, maybe make a Valentine's day to him.
Wow,
Valentine's DM.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way. Happy Desperation Day.
Happy what?
Desperation Day.
Just trying to hold it back.
I mean, that's tomorrow.
No, today is Desperation Day. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
And for all the other people that listen, it's over.
Yeah.
Or
Singles Awareness Day also is what I've heard it called as well.
Yeah. Apparently none of you guys are How I Met Your Mother fans.
No, I got you. I was picking up that episode. Saint Desperatious.
Saint Desperatious, yep.
I got you.
You know, Doug, you're talking about Breakpoint, and, you know, I was doing this little stream with Snake Doctor, like, oh, yeah, we're saving a spot for Underdog, and then all of a sudden, I see this little ding on my Discord.
I was not feeling good,
hey,
too,
man, so. I don't feel good. I'm not going to make it. And we were just saying, you know what? Underdog's going to flake out on us. He's going to flake out on us.
And what else did we say?
Oh, it was funny because Fake was in chat and he's like, he's playing, I can't even remember the game. He's like, he's playing this game right now. And I was like, uh-huh, he's sick.
Boy, Fake. He's got time for Lubo.
Hey, why are you over there, you know, trying to watch me?
Lubo's like, wait.
Hey, Lubo, I want to do Lubo. Lubo.
But dude, I played with Snake and IP and Mad Dog and myself, of course, and that, like,
you
I am
playing
having...
with yourself.
Wow.
On stream.
Wow. It happens. Yeah, I mean, wow.
I wasn't alone.
It's a plus, man.
Everyone's watching.
But it was like some of the most fun I've had probably since D1. Like, you know, you get that feeling of just like bros and blowing crap up and having fun. Man, it was so much fun. And like IP, I got him really, really good. We posted a clip on Instagram and Twitter. Funny.
Did you helicopter him?
No, it was funny because like I was on stream and I was like, he was like in his menu. So I threw a grenade right at him and I was like telling the stream, I was like, shh, don't say anything. And then,
oh my gosh.
Boo! And it's like, who? What happened? So he got me back later. So.
here's what's going to happen. People are going to want to jump in and play, and then they're going to realize, oh, wait, Mule's in here? I need to back out because I value, because if there's any sort of degradation on gear in this game, you would have, like, taken everything out.
That's part of the fun, though, is just, like, blowing each other up, man. It was a blast.
First time I played with Mule, it was me and Dog for just a short little bit, and I may have blown Mule out of the air, and Dog got blamed.
Yeah,
that was my good helicopter that I just bought.
It was payback, sucker. I don't care.
First time I jumped in, Dog tosses a grenade at the Jeep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Boom. Uh-huh. And someone can't get revived, so Mule just literally burns to death.
I'm burning in the. I'm like, hey guys, I'll just stay here for a little bit.
And you call yourself a healer dog.
I mean, I have all the healer perks, but I choose to use them on those that I value.
Mm. Oh, whoa. Oh, wow. Whoa. Okay.
Wow.
Shots fired over here.
Let me tell you, hey, though, the freaking field medic perk in when you're solo is so handy.
It is nice. Yeah. It is
Holy
able
crap,
to get back
dude.
Up.
I was taking down behemoths today, and I typically like to try to find a cliff, you know, for height advantages, and it's easy enough to dodge out of their little splash of rocket stupidness. But I couldn't do that. I got down twice, and both times I was able to revive myself. I'm like, oh shit, oh cool. Yep. All right. I didn't die. Yeah.
There you go.
Whew. I need to unlock that one. But I've been playing Apex too, and it's finally fixed now. But like when the season 4 just came out, like Mist and I were playing a little bit on my lunch breaks. He would just hop in and we would just play some stuff. But man, it was so frustrating because there were so many people playing Apex. I was getting such bad lag. I couldn't shoot anything. I was like, now it's better.
They always seem to have that,
like,
right at the beginning of the season, though.
Yeah, I think it's just because there's such a huge influx of people that are playing it and they want to see the stuff and they're buying the battle pass. But it was just so bad. It, like, I frustrated, man. I was just like, I'm not touching this. But then I went back to it.
Of course you did.
Of course, yeah.
Like a mule to water.
I know. But, that's about all I've been playing. I had a dad joke, but I already put it on Twitter. So, I mean, I can't really. Most of the people already know it.
Hey, mule
so.
Okay.
What's
the
you
one
got,
that
you
I sent
months,
you today?
You got 6 months so I can come back around. But.
Oh, well, you need a visual aid for that because it's.
Yeah, it's better, better with the meme.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're basically going to tweet one out tonight?
We can tweet that one out. Wow. But for the sake of the live cast and for everyone listening, if you want to see the dad joke, just go over to my personal Twitter there and you can see it. But so my dudes, Anthem 1 year anniversary is here. Yes, yes, Doug.
Lupo, what you been playing this week?
What am I been playing?
Yeah.
Oh. So actually, believe it or not, like I've actually started reeling things back. Like I was playing a lot of different things or just like playing things for a few minutes. And I was just like, you know what? I'm never going to get anywhere if I keep doing this. So I actually started uninstalling things off my PC, which
oh,
was
wow.
the, it was actually
what?
Very relieving, like to say, you know what? I'm going to focus on maybe X, Y, and Z instead of like A through X, Y, and Z, you know? So for me right now, like we played a lot of the PSO2 beta over the weekend. Destiny is always going to be a thing. Anthem, we played a bunch of on Monday for a little bit.
Yep.
ESO, we've been playing a bunch because they have new content coming in the beginning of March.
Yep.
And I did I didn't even re-download. I've had it on my Xbox for a while, but I did purchase and download Division 2 on PC because it's $3. So if you don't have Division 2, you get it for $3 on any platform. So wherever you wherever you buy it, you have to download it there. So if you buy it from Ubisoft, PlayStation, Xbox, or Epic Games, you get it for $3 on that platform.
So you bought it so you can have it, but you'll play it for 20 minutes and then probably not play it again.
I already did that. I played it for about 35 minutes or so, and I got to the opening mission. It's a really good-looking game on PC. I'm not gonna lie, but it's not my style of game, but I can't turn down a game for $3 regardless of what it is, honestly. Especially like AAA title.
Right.
And if you know people come back full fold, like then I can just go in and jump in and be about it, you know. It's too slow. The cover mechanics are just way too slow, man. Like
after playing Breakpoint, I've
been playing pretty much nothing but Destiny for the last 5 years, and Destiny is a very fast game, and like on PC it's even faster.
Oh yeah.
You know, so to go to that and then like even play an Apex, like I can't play any other BR because Apex is so fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way I am. Yeah, it's just too smooth. So
that's really about it.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to say, Prime and I have been playing a little Halo on our phones.
I saw that you guys were on that last night, and I was like, what?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was actually the first time I ever played the Master Chief Collection, and that was via xCloud on iOS, and it was pretty good.
It's pretty crazy, man. Like, I'm playing freaking Halo on my phone. Yeah. It's nuts, man. Yeah. With my Xbox controller.
Right.
Like, what the heck?
Yeah. Take that, Stadia.
You know something's just going to randomly implode, right? You're using an Apple phone, but using a Microsoft product to play it.
Microsoft don't care.
Let's not mention that it's really busted up. Like, you can see, like,
that's because it can't handle anything else.
That's a Jenkins phone for
Saint Phil doesn't care about platform discrepancy.
Yeah, I mean,
he doesn't care.
He doesn't.
Saint Phil just wants the gamers to play wherever they have their stuff.
Saint Phil. So, guys, Anthem, 1 year anniversary, and we officially have confirmation that we're going to get, or as the community's calling it, Anthem 2.0, from the man Casey Hudson himself. So I kind of want to weigh in with you guys. Are you excited about this? I mean, did you like the announcement that Casey brought out? What's y'all's thoughts?
I would say I'm interested. I don't know if I'm excited.
Yeah.
I think Anthem is fun. It's enjoyable. It's been a lot of fun to play it with Crow and Lupo.
But not Mule. Look at you.
I mean, Mule every now and then. until I get, back off of this. I'm still holding him hostage for the helicopter, incident. So I'm just going to have to wait until I can get over that. So
that's
gonna
take some time
and healing.
Not everyone has a beard on the podcast, so I guess you're the odd man.
Oh, hey, bloody
there's
buddy.
A little bit of scruff there, man. There's some peach fuzz there, man.
I woke up late this morning.
That's a low blow.
Hey, true. No, wrong. But I did wake up late this morning. I was going to shave. I almost bought a fake beard. I was this close. I was really close. But anyway, I'd be interested to see what Anthem is going to do, how they're going to revamp, because there's a lot of things that were good, like we were talking about before the podcast started. There's the flight, the things like that. All those things are good. What's going to change? What's different? And I'm interested. I will definitely stick my toes in the water. But I'm interested to know what is going on.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, dog. I haven't played it since the first Cataclysm. My experience is great. I mean, flying and the mechanics, it's all fun. But for me, the content drought hit me. And I never, when content came back for a little bit, I just didn't get back into it like some people did. I love watching people play it that do play it. It's still a beautiful game. But I'm very curious to see what this quote-unquote 2.0 is going to be, how it's going to improve, what's going to change, if there's other modes added to it. I'll let Mule talk about that a little more, but I'm excited. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing what they have planned. Just I wish it was sooner than later, but they got a plan. So,
yeah.
Can they stick to it, though?
Yeah. I'm probably going to be surprised. I'm actually not excited right now because I don't know what they're going to do. We have no information. Yeah. So, like, a lot of times when these games say, oh, we're bringing out a second thing or we're bringing out this expansion, I get really excited. Like, every time we see something new for Destiny, I'm like, I gotta jump back in, get ready for this. Anthem, I'm like, I'll play it when we're doing our stuff, but I'm not really excited right now. There's nothing. I mean, yeah, I'm glad that they're going to do work on it. It needs it, but
yeah, I mean, this is a concern. It says over the coming months, we're focusing on long-term redesign of the experience, specifically working on reinventing the core gameplay loop with clear goals, motivating challenges, and progression of meaningful rewards. Like, if they're working on the core mechanics right now,
it's gonna be
how long
while.
Is it gonna be? I mean, that's what it says, right? Am I reading this right?
Or it says core mechanics.
Yeah. The fact that they're saying stuff like that it's minimum 9 months, end of the year.
I mean, it. Yeah, I mean, if they're just now working on it, I mean, 6 months if they really crunched, but I severely doubt that.
And did they give a time like when they started doing this?
I don't think so. It just said over the last year.
Yeah, from what I understand, like it started sometime shortly after release, like before Kata and.
Okay. Edmonton's been doing all of this stuff that we've seen so far.
Yeah.
And Austin's been doing all this revamp stuff.
I would assume so. Yeah. And Nate says in chat, so a new purchase? I don't know, man. I mean, that's another concern is if it's a new purchase.
Surely not, right?
No.
I mean,
like they said it like all throughout, you know, the road to launch that you'll never have a second purchase for Anthem unless you want to buy cosmetics or anything like that. So if they went if they went and did that now, then for sure no one would come back.
Right.
Yeah.
It would tank it.
Oh, for sure. The only way they're gonna get like a significant group back is if it is a free update.
Right.
Yeah, it's got to be free update, but I don't want to see the game go free to play. There's been a lot of talks about the game going free to play, and I think that would really destroy. The people have already invested a lot of time into it, like
and money.
Yeah, like I don't want to put myself in a position of saying like my opinion matters more because of my money, time, and you know, in those sort of investments to it. But it was a lot, dude. You know, and it would basically be a slap in the face. Like between the thought of free to play, the thought of losing everything—that's another topic of conversation that a lot of people have brought up—is that with this revamp, you'll literally lose everything, which I don't think is going to happen personally. But like,
surely
I want my time to be respected at the same time. You know, like I have almost 500 hours, and that's just on Xbox. That doesn't include my 20 to 40 hours or so on PC. So I don't want to have everything wiped. I just want everything brought forward. You know, if they're going to improve the way things work, this and the other thing, so that's fine. There's
like
a lot
keep
of things.
Gear, all that stuff.
I would say they need to look outside a little bit more, and I don't think they did enough of that. Like moving forward, the more I played the game and think about what was out at the time. Brendan Holmes said they took a lot from Monster Hunter, and the more I look at it, it is very much designed around Monster Hunter. Like the mission structure and everything like that is pretty much how Monster Hunter works, except they do grouping systems a lot better in Monster Hunter, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there's got to be better ways to improve the future experience. Like having all this gear that was good was awesome, but not having that in the future kind of sucks. Like, so they upped the power cap a few months ago and having
gave us new guns. Yeah,
like new stuff is cool, but having your old stuff mean nothing, or having an older version of something that's technically better, but you know, this one has a slightly better stats because its power level's higher. That's
or respect your grind, respect your grind.
So hopefully they can do something like that, that where it meets somewhere in the middle, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the more I look at it, the thing that I think has to absolutely be in it for me to make it a home run, cross save would be nice, but cross play would absolutely bring the game back into the forefront, because I know like all my friends, like Robbie, Duranthem William, and others like that, like I want to play with them, but my PC can't handle Anthem because it's a very heavy load on the PC. Like it can handle it, but I don't want to burn my computer down. You know, I can't stream it as well. You know, it's like, man, but it's gotta have crossplay in my opinion. It's gotta have it.
I would say bare minimum cross save, like crossplay.
Bare minimum
crossplay
is
tough from what I understand. Like I'm not a dev. I don't understand the inner workings of things, but if you have cross save today, you improve the player base.
Yes. Oh yeah. Immediately.
100%.
But cross play changes the game pretty dramatically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the one thing, and I brought this up on the episode that we had William on a few weeks ago, the one thing that if they do that I will get excited for is a stat screen.
Yeah.
Oh, for goodness sake, yes.
If they're revamping RPG systems they need to have a stat screen.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
Because, yes, I can see that five of my pieces have plus whatever, like, ability damage. Okay, how does that add up? Are these multiplicative? Are these additive? Are they like even affecting style? Everything?
Or like any like RPG that? Style.
Any RPG. Yeah. Like, for example, I'm just one that I play a lot of, Warframe. You pull up your mods that you've got equipped, it tells you exactly the percentage on what you're raising everything. Yep. You can go into the individual abilities of that frame and see what the stat changes are. You can actually toggle a thing that says, hey, this is what it is your numbers are without these mods. Here's what they are with the mods.
Yeah.
Well, like another concern I saw from the community is when BioWare tweeted that announcement from Casey about Anthem, a lot of people were really upset because they were wanting Dragon Age 4 info. Yeah. You know, a lot of people have been really sitting around because the last video that we saw of BioWare where it showed like them as a whole studio, you know, showing all the different games. You see Casey Hudson with a coffee cup and he goes like this. And it has like Dragon Age 4 emblem or something like that on it.
It was Mass Effect. It said I should go.
Was it Mass Effect? Okay.
Yeah, it said I should go on it.
There was another one somewhere that someone saw like a Dragon Age tease in it or something like that. Maybe it was that too.
It was the whole thing. But that was from 2 years ago. That was very tongue in cheek.
I know.
Like, you know, trying to show off a lot of different things. But I don't think anything in this particular announcement does anything to the development or negative, like, you know, negatively impact the development of Dragon Age 4. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I'm just saying like a lot of the community were upset because they wanted to see that. And so you're getting more negativity thrown at Anthem because of that.
You know? That's not Anthem's fault. Diablo did the same fucking thing.
No. Yeah, I agree, Derek. It's just irritating. It's just the community is just so freaking negative.
They're
in some entitled
is the problem.
Reddit gamers.
Yep.
That's the new term.
Reddit gamers. Yep.
Reddit gamers. Yeah.
Yeah, the big thing I was seeing is like, oh, they didn't give us like any information. Yeah. Oh, they gave us some basic stuff. They're not going to give us fine details. It's gonna be a long time till they do that.
It's much easier. Yeah, it's much easier for them to add on to the initial thought later, as opposed to retract the things that they wanted to get in and they couldn't. Mm-hmm. You know, that's basically
what they learned
did.
That from launch.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, there's just too many trolls out there, and as we coined it, Reddit gamers, like Ben Irving, who used to work on Anthem. Follows us on Twitter, and I interact with him. Like I talk with him still. He's a really good dude, and he will tweet something like he was on vacation a couple weeks ago, tweeting about going skiing, and there's still people tweeting him about Anthem.
Jeez,
like seriously, dude. Like, are you that like sad and upset about your life that you're still tweeting somebody who doesn't even work in the same studio anymore? About Anthem. Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
I was just talking about that today. Is that you know, Shinobi 602? He's like a prolific BioWare fan on Twitter. You know, he also works for another development studio. But he was tweeting yesterday about something that Drew Karpyshyn said, and people were like, you know, BioWare just lost somebody else. It's like Drew hasn't worked for the studio in 2 years. Like, what are you talking about? People are very uninformed about a lot of the different things, which is understandable. Yeah. Like you know, we're very avid. Other people don't follow everything as much as most people do, or some people do.
Yeah.
But you know, if you're going to complain about something, like, just know as many facts as possible.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Like,
be informed.
Lupo and I had this that exact conversation. Was it last night? About people not being as informed.
Yeah.
And just stuff. Like, it's hard to sometimes realize that there are a lot of people like that. But the majority really are like that.
Well, and the thing is, there's nothing wrong with criticizing a game that you want to be good or give feedback. But it's the way a lot of people do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like, I think it was Jesse Anderson. They went and did a charity event for kids at a hospital who use pets
to help kids.
I saw that.
Like, not be anxious or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And all these replies that I saw on that was like, why are you wasting time doing this? Why aren't you working on the studio? Why aren't you working on Anthem? I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you, dude? Like,
Some sad
they're going
people.
And helping people. So there's nothing wrong. Like, I know we give Dirty Bombs crap when he, like, rages on the game, but there's nothing wrong with that if you're doing it in the spirit
of
wanting the game to be better.
At least Dirty gives constructive criticism on his things.
Yeah, and is informed about the things that he is going on about. Whenever you're spouting off things that are going against society.
Dirty did the Ben Solo there.
But, I mean, it's so sad the way that our culture's kind of just let it happen. But, I mean, it's what it is. Reddit is just the worst. Reddit is like a cesspool in some places. So,
then the other side of that same coin, Mule, that you're talking about is, you know, they're saying, why aren't you working on the game? And then on the other hand, people say, oh, you know, they're getting into crunch situation if you're spending too much time on the game, you know? So it's a very tough
damned
subject,
if you do, damned if you don't.
Always, man. The community knows better. The people that have zero development experience are the ones that know better. You know,
right?
We had this whole conversation with the whole No Man's Sky situation.
Yep.
Yeah. And look where that game's at now.
Yeah. But I do. I mean, I know why they're not like talking, but I really do wish they would give us something. Yeah. I mean,
just tidbit.
This was good info from Casey. Yes.
I think what they really should do now is just saying, hey, this is where we're at. We're working on things. Let's touch base around EA Play. You know what? We're going to give you an update of what's going on. If we have a timeline, we'll give you a timeline. But if not, you know, we'll just kind of update you on where we're at and what you can expect moving forward.
Yeah.
But
EA Play is like in June, I think.
Yeah.
So that's
like the first week of June or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Which is, that's pretty soon, man. Like,
I know. It's crazy. It's almost March, man.
I know.
Jeez.
Already.
Like,
dog's over there sweating.
Dude, yeah. Wedding is quickly approaching, and just got
under pressure.
Just got an apartment in Indiana not too long ago. So
woohoo!
So
nice. Making moves, buddy. Making moves, literally.
Yeah. Hey, money. I've realized, you know, my parents always said money doesn't grow on trees. I now understand why they say that, because I think I have pretty much exonerated every bit of my money. All of it.
What was that word?
It was a combination of words that I was trying to make, and then it just didn't work.
So he's got teacher coach.
We got our
muleisms. Right
now we got our dogisms.
I'm exonerated. Is that exonerated? What is that?
I don't know.
You mold the minds of our future generations. I have to call you out on that.
He's not an English teacher. That's all I can say.
I'm not an English teacher. Right? If you give me dates, you give me a picture of a historical figure, I can tell you everything about him. I can tell you about battles. I can tell you casualty numbers. Hey, I can give you all that.
George
me English.
George Washington. Was he exonerated?
Maybe. You might have to ask him about that. Exonerated. So, hey, look, man, it has been one heck of a week. I'm
you might still have that contact high.
You're right.
Yeah, contact high, baby.
Close your bag of weed.
Hey, I literally, I had a guy, it was in Discord, say, you're not supposed to, I think it may have been Freely. Freely may have said this. He said, dude, why are you taking your own bag of weed to school? I was like, okay, hold on.
But was he right?
No. Shoot, no.
Okay.
That would...
Yeah.
No. I would never do that in a million years. I feel like... I think my grandmother would roll over in her grave.
Bro, it makes you happy.
Oh, I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. But it would...
I had a friend that went to... this is kind of off topic, but I had a friend that went to Alaska, and I think it's legal up there. And like the friends he was staying with were like the mayor and the mayor's wife. Oh, and he randomly started eating these brownies. He's like, hey, these are pretty good. And she's like, oh yeah, just be careful, have one or two. And he's like, okay, he ate four. And then she's like, oh, those were my weed brownies. I eat like one or two every night to relax. And she was like, he was like, what?
What is happening?
He was tripping out, dude. He's like, wait, what's going on? He's like yelling at his friend that was upstairs. What are you doing up there, man? Come down here. It's like,
you got to have one of these. These things are great.
These are great brownies, man.
Oh my goodness. How did we circle back to this? How did this happen?
I don't know.
I ate four brownies and now I want Taco Bell.
We all have a contact, Abra.
I'm in Alaska.
Am I like spreading it through the interwebs? Yes. Is this what's happening right now?
I'm exhilarated right now, bro.
Oh man.
So any other thoughts on Anthem? What do you expect?
Is it exhilarated?
It can be, bro.
It's been 1 year. So what do you guys think
officially,
about
it's,
one year?
We're two days away from the early access anniversary, and then it's the 22nd is the actual anniversary. Yeah. But yeah, the event ends on the 25th. So I would say we're gonna get our anniversary event then. What they're gonna do, I have no idea.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm sure they'll say something in the Cortex next week.
We'll see. By the way, the new Cortex is pretty cool. Like the choice thing you can do through the story.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. So what is this stuff? I only got to play a little bit. What is this PSO2?
PSO2.
Is it a game?
Yes.
No, it's an app.
It's more like a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
It might be brownies or it might be exhilarated from video games or...
You know, you can go get your ditto with that.
Yeah. I got to play at least a little bit. And I mean, I'm not an anime guy. I don't like anime, but it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed what I played.
I was impressed that you were saying you were enjoying it.
I mean, if it's good gameplay, I can get past the anime stuff.
That's what I think the thing is that when you think of MMO, you think of like, you know, WoW and things like that, where it's very tab targeting and you know, the combat isn't great.
50 buttons to push.
Yeah, the combat is very, very good. Like I chose the Ranger class, which is a gun class, and it felt very good. You know, you could set up your that was one thing I had to change the controls. It seems like everybody did that. So just to make it feel more fluid to like an FPS or a third person shooter or something like that. And it was very good. Some of the menus were annoying and tough to manage.
They are like, did you ever even figure out how to tab over to other tabs? So no.
I
found out the last day, you know, you would open up the menu button. Mine was my triggers.
On
the attack?
No. When you would open up, say, your inventory menu and you could see like the other tab that would open up of what you're exactly looking at, you could then, at least on my control scheme, I could hit the trigger and it would move it over to that tab. And then there were multiple pages where you could look at the stats of more in detail of the weapons and things. And I'm like, okay, this is actually kind of interesting. But yeah, it is very much just straight port from PC.
Yeah,
for what they for controller, still really good.
Yeah, the controller support is very good. You know, for a game that was designed to be played on mouse and keyboard, it does very well. But I did jump into the Japanese version a few weeks ago just to kind of get an idea of what the game was about, and holy crap, were there just quests everywhere. So it was nice to see the stripped down version of that where there isn't so many quests and it's just like, here's how you get started. This is what you do. This is what you do. This is what you do.
Yep.
The Japanese version was not like that. Even though the translations on they call it Tweaker. You can download it right now. And it's basically just the Japanese version with English subtitles and everything like that. It's very good. It's understandable. You can go in and play right now. But this took it to another level. So Microsoft and Sega have gone above and beyond to fully localize the game in English. Some of the translations were, or not even the translation, but like
I can imagine.
Spacing was off. Like you couldn't fully read menus because they haven't adjusted things. Like
yeah.
So where like some text would fit in a bar, you know, so big, the English text couldn't fit in that. And
that was one thing
that
I had, because I know I was playing with the text maxed out on its size, and when I would see you on stream, I could tell yours was definitely not. And I wasn't sure if that was just because mine was maxed or if it
was... I saw a couple other people talk about it too.
So
but
yours
like,
is bigger than his? Gotcha. Yeah,
size matters.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
So the font...
Go ahead.
Would you say the font was... What was the word? Exhilarated?
Exhilarated, yeah.
The size of it was.
I feel like that's the title of the podcast.
I know, that's what I was about to say. The title of the podcast is Exhilarated.
Exhilarated Brownies.
I submit to the podcast crew, And the Mixer audience and the VOD audience or what have you, or the whoever listens to this or watches it again, my first trial definition of Exhilarated, and it's not as refined as it could be, but to be larger than you believe. To a point. We'll work it out. But, you know, I figured Exhilarated would be like EXO. Like Exhilarate and Exhilarated.
I've seen three or four different type, like
maybe throw an H in there just to make it fancier.
I really want to know what Exhilarated means now.
PH, is it?
I know we're not talking about PSO2, but I want to know what that word really means now.
We gotta break it down.
We need to throw a few polls up there.
You know what? All right, Google. There you go. Yeah, I got this doing it live. Exactly. Doing it live.
That's and Google's going to come back and say,
it's
you're high,
say,
dude.
Did
go
you
home,
mean
you're
this?
High.
It says, did you mean exonerated?
That's the first attempt.
Well, what's even worse is that the word he was looking for was exhausted.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Well, I think he was trying to combine exhausted and exacerbated, context. Maybe.
Exacerbation.
There's really no telling, honestly, what was going through my head. Because it's a crazy place up there, man. It's a loony bin. But yeah, it. Okay, so this is. Oh my god, this is not even a real word.
Of course it's not.
Oh my gosh.
So the exonerate is the word that is technically there. It is the blame or fault or wrongdoing, especially due to the consideration of the case to absolve someone. So this is actually
boring.
A court term.
So nothing you were looking at.
Not even close to what I even needed.
Fake one to know is, with Fit the Emperor donation, he said, is it with two L's or one L?
Two L's.
Look, man. We're going to do two L's because that's the way we do things around here.
If it's two L's, then is it
double down.
An wow. A or an O?
True.
If Mule can make Reddit gamers an official thing and put it in Webster's Dictionary or Urban Dictionary.
I tried. It wouldn't accept it.
Then I'm going to make this word, and I'm going to put it in there. I'm going to put it to be, I'm bankrupt, dang it.
Oh, my God. There's a new shirt idea. What?
Oh, yeah, boy. I like Robbie's
just
spelling.
Little definition, exhilarated. I'm bankrupt, dang it.
But to finish up the PSO2 thoughts, it's going to be free to play. It's going to be cross play with Xbox and PC through the Xbox user interface on the PC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But PC will launch at least a month afterwards. So we don't have a launch date yet. I've been in touch with the head of marketing because he reached out to a lot of the partners, which is nice, which has been awesome. He's basically been our lifeline for like any extra information, which is cool.
Nice, very nice.
But there will be an open beta test coming, I believe, in a month.
It's too long.
Dang.
I think April.
I need a little bit of
I need that PSO now.
I suggest anyone check it out. Honestly, it's free.
Extended
check it out.
The beta too, so
only because of the issues they had the first day.
Yeah. This guy didn't even get a chance to get in because he was stupid. It didn't,
He didn't download it. Yeah.
We told you.
You know, I was told a week in advance. You. Hey, you might want to download this. Hey, you might want to download this.
I think someone wrote an article about it as well. Lupo.
I've only been talking about it like every day for the last 9 months,
and I failed.
You failed Lupo and you failed Mule, dog. Come on.
We got home and I was so excited to pull you in there.
I'm bankrupt, dang it. That needs to be a button. I need to make a send you a voice clip and let that play on stream. Just someone hits it. Exhilarated. What is that? I'm bankrupt, dang it.
Two peas in a pod. Two peas in a pod.
It's the old notification tone.
It was really fun. We played a lot. Another thing that I haven't seen in any other MMO that I've tried yet. Now, granted, I haven't tried a whole lot of PC ones. I've mainly done a lot of the Xbox ones. But they had these things called urgent quests, where they were time-specific quests where they would be alerted or go off, and like in your server, there would be an announcement say, hey, this is going on right now. Go do it. Get some special rewards. And you could keep repeating that quest. Well, most of them you could keep repeating and get pretty decent drops from it, too. And they are pretty easy to complete within a timely manner.
So like a public event in Destiny.
type thing. Yes, but it's alerted to the whole server.
Oh. Not...
Yeah.
Oh. Man, nice.
Interesting.
Because it's all hub-based. Mm. Like, everything you do... Like, so you're in basically, like, the space station, and then you go out to the world. So then they say, so, okay, everyone, you can go. Do it. Now.
Kind of a weird little story. We actually got to also watch a live concert. Live concert in-game.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at Underdog's picture that he just posted
that,
in our
that
chat.
That is from
here.
Anger. Anger decided he would make that a meme, and now it is official. So I'm now contributed to the meme verse.
Go home. You're contact high.
But anyway.
But I think the coolest thing about the Urgent Quest is that, like, there was a two-part Urgent Quest. So the first one they send you out on and say, okay, we need X amount of completion to get to the final version of it, which obviously they did. A lot of people jumped in. So it showed you on the top, like, we're 25% of completion, 50% of completion. And then once you reach that threshold, the next one started. And then that was just, like, a one-time really big thing. And it was just, like, here's all your loot. Here's
And it was,
you know,
a cool thing because, like, you're in the space station watching this concert. And then as the concert ends, it's like, the space station is getting attacked by this gigantic space monster. You need to go out and attack it. Protect the station. Protect and so, like, you had to deal enough damage to these parts of it that were sent out to attack. And then once you hit the threshold, then you actually fought him and killed him. Which I thought was pretty cool.
Dirty, are you in the Xbox, what's it you had? Insider?
Insider.
Yeah. Xbox Insider?
Xbox Insider program.
Dude, I thought you would really enjoy this game. Because I know you like anime, right?
I mean, I like anime, but I really don't like MMOs.
See, this
I
isn't
think you
like.
You like it, though. It
it's
doesn't
not
feel
true
like
MMO,
an MMO.
Like, have you tried, say, like, ESO at all?
I mean, I think I may have done it on a trial weekend, but didn't really get into it that much.
Okay. Like, for most MMOs, like, it's a big open world where you just run from one place to another. This is a lot different. You've got, like, a hub world, almost like your Destiny Tower. And then you go out on specific missions. You can go explore certain areas, but they're more pathed areas. So it's not quite as big and open. When it comes out, it's going to be free to play. Give it a try.
Gotta
jump in there with
out,
us.
Dude.
I'll give it a try. I honestly, a lot of the MMO light stuff, even, you know, like Anthem and Destiny, have been kind of just been like,
pushing aside.
The grind doesn't really appeal to me anymore.
He's home blow
I
stuff
mean,
up, man. I get
loot
it.
Was dropping like crazy.
Yeah,
it was, a little
no
ridiculous.
Space.
Yeah.
No inventory space.
No, 50 slots. That's it.
But you did have like
tough for
you had
MMO.
You did have a function where if your inventory is full, you could go into your inventory and click on stuff that was in your backpack and say, "Hey, port this to my basically my vault." You know, instantly port to your vault.
That's good.
And so it would free up space and you could pick
fast
up more
travel
stuff.
Your loot.
So if you're doing like those really fast missions, you're trying to turn those missions over really fast, you just send everything to the vault and then just check it when the event's over.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And that's what we would do. Like, we'd get the urgent quest, do it 10 or 15 times, and then spend the next half hour going through our loot.
It took me 16 out of the 17 hours
favorite.
That I played to figure out how to like determine what loot was decent. So,
so Lupo, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Since you know I'm like the menu king, how long do you think it's going to take for me to go through the menus of PSO2?
As long as it takes for me to start
a
new
honestly,
mission.
I'm actually regretting inviting you to play with us now.
That's okay. He'll flake on you.
I spent the whole time. I spent almost at least half the time I played that game in the menu.
Yeah,
at least half.
Oh, I know because he'd be yelling, being. I could tell the frustration in his voice when I'd be like, "Oh, I'm getting the next mission queued up," and he would like kick him out of his menu.
Well, you know, I don't get frustrated. Like, my frustration rose. I don't get frustrated, but I was like, "Crow, you gotta slow down just a little bit, man."
He was Crow Jenkins in it, huh?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
but he was more focused.
I got to get the loot. If there's loot,
yeah,
I got to get it.
He doesn't care what it is.
And luckily, it's instant for Lupo's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loot hound.
That's the only thing I was worried about when you said that, Lupo, because if I'm in the menu too much, then I'm just going to be like, eh, you know.
It's a couple of hours, and like, if you play with me, I'll tell you, like, this is how you figure out what's good, what's bad, and then don't pick up anything else. And I wish I would have realized that 16 hours beforehand.
That, like, top...
Yeah,
left-hand corner thing.
I figured that out in the last hour.
Yeah, and I feel bad because I had known that for that whole day, and I didn't realize.
So here I am literally picking up everything and going through everything when I really could have picked up one out of the 16 items that were there. 16,
and now he realizes how I was going through it so fast and just being ready to go for the next one.
Yeah.
He's having flashbacks. You can see it.
Yeah.
It was fun, but... I was glad to have it be done and then anticipate more, you know, rather than try to like grind it out and like play too much of it. And, you know, I was good after
and
that
then
weekend.
When
so I'm
full,
ready for the next set.
Yep. Like when the full game comes out, that progress carries over.
Yeah.
That's
so
a really good thing.
That's cool.
Yep.
That is good.
So they said that definitely for the closed. They have not confirmed for the open, but I'm sure it'll be the same way for the open. So any progress get then will be good, which is nice because, like, one character can technically play every class.
Yeah.
That's one thing, is you can level up every class on the single character and just go to this one guy to say, hey, I want to switch to this class for this mission.
That's also pretty cool.
Yeah.
So it's
that's something
like
I saw
on
a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm. And you can also use one of those other classes.
You can switch your class.
As, like, a... supplementary
stat
class
stick,
they call it a subclass, but it's like best defined as a supplementary because like you can take passives and perks from that secondary class to use on your other one, which makes some interesting builds.
Very neat, man.
Yeah,
well, one other thing that dropped today, and Lupo and I were both really looking for once it was announced at Game Awards, right?
No, E3. Game E3. Awards was God. You're thinking of Godfall.
Okay.
Another good one.
Outriders. We saw a good trailer and some gameplay, and the embargo lifted today, so everyone was dropping gameplay vids. What is this?
Yeah.
What's it about? What not? And it looked pretty badass. It looked like Remnant meets Gears of War type combat, special abilities, sweet gunplay, cover mechanics that weren't really used a lot, though.
No, like I was gonna say that, like, you know, I don't really want to play cover shooters, but the second like they start using the abilities and we're just like, yeah, we don't need this wall no more.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I was like, all right, that's cool.
Okay, this
Leroy Jenkins, smash, blow.
So it's basically like you take like the really good things about Remnant and you take the really good things about Gears and then make it 10 times faster.
Yep.
And that's basically what this is.
Yeah.
Ooh.
10 times faster.
Is this
and
the game that was
10 times the enemies too?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What dirty?
Is this the game that was built by, not built, fuck's sake, made by the people who did Bulletstorm? Or is that something else?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, People Can Fly.
Yeah, that's this game.
Okay.
I miss Bulletstorm. That was a good game.
Bulletstorm was good.
I mean, there wasn't a whole lot announced about it. So it's not open world. It's linear. Pure campaign as of now. Was it 40 hours?
Oh, no one will play a campaign.
Eric's
players
was
they're dead.
Around 40-hour campaign, most likely. It's not going to be a live service game,
right? It's co-op as well.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm really eager to find out more about it because it looked beautiful, it looked fun. Just don't know if it's going to be worth the price when it comes out, based to, you know, compared to how games are now. But if they come out with more announcements on what it is and what you can do, it could very well change my mind on that. Either way, it looks hella fun.
Yeah.
It looks like like you said at Lupo in our writer Discord, like it looks kind of like a Mass Effect kind of.
Yeah.
In some of the aspects. And I saw the trailer and then when I saw the gameplay today and saw Eric's gameplay, I was like, okay, this looks pretty cool. The only downside though is I think I've gotten so used to live service games that I was kind of like, it's a little bummed about that.
That's the one thing that frustrated me about it as well. But who knows? There could be more stuff. Maybe an infinite horde is something they have in the works, you know, and that would interest a lot of players. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like a true live service, but it gives you that three-person replayability. Yeah. There you can always infuse new gear into it because there is, like, you know, tiered gear like a looter shooter typically has.
Right.
So that was cool. I think the customization looks really great. The world, like the world seemed very diverse. Like they went to several different places and they all looked very different, you know. I think that's a problem that you see in a lot of games that do so well with character design that world design kind of suffers at times. And this this didn't. Like this was very this is early on stuff, and even Arix had said it in his video that, you know, early on they were fighting like humanoid bosses, but they were, you know, very adamant about the fact that it that changes over time. You know, you face more like, you know, beast types and things like that. So I'm interested to know more. For sure.
Something else that's pretty awesome. So on Eric's video, and he showed his character. They have mighty beards.
Yes,
I mean his beard was like below the you know,
lady in chat's happy.
Yeah, he made it look just like him. Like, and it's like that looks just like freaking Eric's. That's legit. Yeah.
It's the closest a game has come, and he comments on that every time that like they never have a bald guy with a beard in the game.
Never bald with a beard.
It's like you won't spend hours on customizations, but it is pretty legit for how it is.
Did we have a release date or anything like that?
Holiday 2020.
Right.
Okay, so still pretty good ways out.
Oh yeah, I mean that wasn't that the Gears window typically though, like November, December type of thing. Like I don't know. It just seems like that time period is good. I think the later fall is definitely the better place to go right now, seeing that, you know, you have Cyberpunk and Marvel. Yeah. Marvel Avengers is launching the first week of September now too as well. So
yeah,
we'll see.
We'll see, man.
But it definitely excited me for sure. You know, as something that I saw early on, I was like, man, this looks pretty good. I'm excited by what I saw, but I want to know more and hope that there's there's beyond that 40-hour campaign.
Yeah. I mean, it looks really, really interesting. So it's definitely going to be on the radar. So, but guys, I think that's going to be about it for tonight's podcast. I just want to mention, if you like this stream, check out the awesome streamers at theshedteam.gg for more cool stuff and cool cats over there. And if you would, guys, like us on Facebook, leave us a review on iTunes. You can follow us all on Twitter. And remember, when in doubt,
bang. Our podcast has been fully tolerated.
Why they say that? Because I think I have pretty much exonerated every bit of my money. All of it.
What was that word?
It was a combination of words that I was trying to make, and then it just didn't work.
So he's got teacher coach.
We got our
muleisms,
now we got our dogisms.
I'm exonerated. Is that exonerated? What is that?
I don't know.
You mold the minds of our future generations. I have to.